She's back. Welcome back to She Gets a Pod. My name is Shan. I am the creator. I am the host. I will be answering the questions the men have this season. A lot of people may not like me this season, and that's okay. A lot of men will be like, all right, we have answers to the shit that women don't want to answer. Yep. And all of this is personal opinion. I expect people to disagree with me. I expect people to not understand where I'm coming from with this. And I expect women to be in denial of what I'm answering. That's okay. That's expected already. All right. But I think in order to bridge the understanding between men and women, between the delusion, the audacity, and making sure people stay in their lane, I'm going to answer some things the men have questions about. And you are free to give your opinion under post. You are free to give your opinion through email. You are free to give your opinion through DM. And you are free to give your opinion personally. Okay, I am not offended. Okay, your thoughts are always welcome. But they're not going to change anything. All right, with that being said, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. And each week I'll be on here answering questions the men have, all right? And these are questions from different men, not a man. So you don't have to feel so defensive, because it's not one man that has questions. It's many men. Many men. Okay? Let's go. Welcome back to She Gets a Pod. My name is Shan. Of course it is. This is episode 11. Women want a certain type of man, but don't bring anything to the table. I am so sick of this fucking table y'all keep bringing up. But I'm going to stay focused. Okay, so this is simple. Next episode, I will explain this in deeper detail, but a lot of people want a mansion because it sounds grand and amazing and lavish and luxurious. And a lot of people brag about Beyonce's life, her looks, and her body, but we ain't trying to do that workout, okay? And so it's the same thing. You might want a mansion, but you don't want to pay those property taxes. You don't want to pay for people to clean your house. You don't want to pay to furnish that shit. Okay? So listen, I love looking at sex appealing men, but I would never date or want arm candy. I would never go to a man's strip club. I think women are beautiful, but I don't want to scissor or date one. Wanting a certain type, maybe what the combo is, and that's it. Just because you have this fantasy of what you would want in your mind and you think it sounds great doesn't mean you actually want it. I don't want to be with a man who takes longer to get ready than me. I've dated one of those. Don't like it? No, right? I don't want to be with a man who's more into his looks than I am. I don't want to be with a man who's so handsome, so sex appealing, that I just know, like, when I'm not around, is women throwing themselves at my man all day, every day, all the time. When we're together, I'm getting nasty looks because women want to know why he's with me and not with somebody else, right? I don't want to deal with it. I'm not saying I have to have an ugly man. I don't have to have an ugly man. Some people do. You know what I'm saying? That's their thing. I think it's a kink, but I don't want somebody that's very pretty boyish. You know what I'm saying? Give me somebody in the middle. They have rough days. They have great days. They look great when they get their hair cut. They look so amazing in a suit. They look great in gray sweats and a t-shirt. They look great when they work out. They care about their body. They care about their looks. I don't have to tell this man that it's time for you to get a haircut. He knows it. please, just like, that's good enough, right? But that's just me though. Men, this is how I feel. Men who love you, want you, and see value in a woman, they don't give a fuck about what a woman brings to a table. Let me say that one more time. Men who love you, want you, and see value in that woman do not give a fuck about what that woman brings to the table. The value he sees in her is all within. Everything else is an added addition. It's like, would you like sprinkles on that? Would you like cherry on that? Would you like chocolate, whatever on that, right? It's not about the lash. It's not about the ass. It's not about the cash. It's not about the bag. It's not about the hair. It's not about whether she doesn't have kids or she has kids. That's all bullshit talk, right? If you're still dating based on your type, you have a lot of self-work to do. Because you're limiting yourself in more ways than one, and that physical attraction is not going to be there all the time, okay? That physical attraction is very temporary, especially if you aren't procreating. Because if you are not procreating with a man or a woman, why the fuck are the looks so important? Why the fuck do the looks stop you from dating this person? What about their personality? What about their interests? What about how they treat other people? What about how they treat you? What about how they love themselves? What can you learn from this person? Think about this. If you're dating a man that is treating his body so horrible that he might die in 10 years, okay? What is your purpose with this person? Are you just looking for a good time? Are you looking to spend somebody else's money because you're bored and you don't want to do for yourself, right? For me, I feel like if I care about a person, I'm not stuck on your looks, because over time, your looks are going to change. They might get better, they might get worse, right? A person can die 3 months from now. But if I value this person and I love this person, I care about this person, I want to spend that time with this person up until that day, right? That's how I see it. So my concern with you, if I do care about you, is keeping you here longer. So I might want to know, are you eating correctly? I might want to know, do you have any negative habits? I might want to know, are you going to the doctors? Are you somebody that's scared to go to the doctors still as a grown man? Do you work out? Do you have a purpose? What is your hygiene like? How do you treat your parents? Are your parents still alive? Did you lose your parents? Do you have siblings that you take care of? Do you have grandparents that you go see? Right? Who raised you? Do you love your family? Do you show up for your family? Do you have boundaries for your family? Do you love yourself? Who taught you how to love yourself? Like, those are important questions. It's not about your type. If a man has any self-respect, he would never spend time or energy on a woman that doesn't deserve him. So there should be no man trying to convince any woman that he's valuable or he's worth it or he can do this and this for you. So can the next man who has more money, right? Never beg for a woman to see who you are, just like a woman should never beg for a man to see who she is. If it's genuine, then it's going to happen in that way. If it's authentic, then you're going to feel it. Then you're going to see it. It doesn't have to be forced. And men, y'all are allowed to have standards and values too. Y'all are allowed to set boundaries. I think superficial attraction gets old as fuck. Because people spend so much time on the outside of themselves that their insides suck. Their attitude stinks. How they treat other people is horrible. The way they talk about themselves is horrible. Eventually, they're going to talk to you the same way. So a lot of y'all types y'all liked, and it never worked out anyway. So that's why that shit doesn't matter. The older I get, the more I want a man who loves himself. I'm not looking for perfection. I want a man who's confident, driven, a daddy, financially aware, and building. One who wants to retire early and live off passive income so he can show up for his family in a certain way. Somebody that can create memories with me and be loved by who loves him. That's it. But if I say that to a majority... She Gets a Pod will be right back after this message. It's fall again. Everyone's going to be bundled up, hiding inside, under their coziest sweaters, under their favorite throw, watching their favorite show. Because most people like fall, like me. You're supposed to be with people you care about, people you love, people who make you laugh. But what if you don't have those people? That returning dark cloud might be back. You don't feel in the mood for fun. You're missing people because, you know, you just don't want to be the victim again. You don't want to be the reason why everybody's sad or everybody stops having their fun because you're feeling a certain type of way. So you're quiet about it. But some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online. And when you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak to someone and be heard, because we all have things that we're carrying that's a bit heavier than the next person. And usually fall time, when it gets a bit darker, when less people are available because their schedules are so busy, we need someone to talk to. So if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone to talk to who can professionally help you with the tools to work through your thoughts and feelings, try our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month, so stop worrying and get the help you need today. Now back to the show. There's a lot of people who are not willing to understand other people that they want to date. They just want to get something from them. So that's what I'm going to be digging into, explaining. The whole season is recorded and scheduled already all the way into January, okay? Of women, they will say, ugh, that's just not enough. I need this. I need a man that can do this. I mean, what are you going to do to show up for that man? But like I said, in the next episode, I'll get into that. But for long story short, I think having a certain type is childish. I think you could have a certain type in high school, in college, in your 20s. And then once you get to like your 30s and your 40s and your 50s, you want to be with somebody who wants a future that aligns with how you see your future. Like, if you want to retire early, be with somebody who also wants to retire early, right? There's no fun if you have time off to go on a trip and they don't. It's no fun if you prioritize self-care days and they got to go to work. You're going to be living two different lives, right? It's no fun if you have grandkids that you spend time with and you make time for it and they don't. Or vice versa, right? He took off Monday to go fishing. You can't take off Mondays to go fishing because you don't see it as important, or you just gotta work. You can't say no to work. Y'all are living two different lives, right? And this is like, for me, a personal thing. I don't wanna be with a man or raise kids and the kids get older and then they get to an age where they do different things through the week that don't include me, and I do different things through the week and it doesn't include them. We live in two different lives, right? So I just don't want to do it.